How would you react if you suddenly turned your head and saw Padre Pio standing beside you? I imagine most of us would be shocked. Well, that's exactly what happened to a journalist named Giovanni Gigliozzi. Stay tuned to hear his amazing story. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. We're grateful to all those who quietly helped this apostolate continue reaching souls through Padre Pio's spiritual legacy. Today's story may touch your heart in ways you did not expect. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivo Cesca. Within its pages, we find a testimony given by Giovanni Gigliozzi, a famous Italian journalist and writer of his time, who was also Padre Pio's spiritual son. Let's dive right in. Giovanni Gigliozzi was a young, passionate journalist who worked as a radio presenter for Italy's National Public Broadcasting Company. He absolutely loved his job, but there was one problem. He had the habit of overworking himself to the point of exhaustion, and he would often get terrible headaches because of it. Whenever he got excited about writing a book, drafting a newspaper article, or preparing for a radio show, he would completely lose track of time. He would work nonstop for 24 hours, sometimes even longer, forgetting to eat, forgetting to rest, forgetting everything except the work in front of him. No wonder his head would begin to hurt. In fact, Giovanni's headaches were so intense that sometimes he couldn't even sleep at night. Maybe some of you know that feeling, when you keep telling yourself, just a little more, until suddenly your body forces you to stop. And perhaps that's where some of you find yourselves today, carrying responsibilities that seem never-ending, pushing through exhaustion, worry, or pressures that few people fully understand. One of the beautiful things about this community is knowing that we do not carry those burdens alone. Through the Protect a Child of Padre Pio prayer family, members place their intentions, their families, and their daily struggles under Padre Pio's spiritual care, united in prayer and remembered in regular holy masses. If your heart is being drawn to that deeper spiritual companionship, you can learn more through the link below. Well, one day, Giovanni was struck by one of these terrible headaches just as he was about to broadcast live on air. Time was running short, but he was in no shape to speak. "Giovanni, you must find a way to air this program," his director insisted, adding pressure to an already stressful situation. "I can't," he said. "I am at my breaking point." Seeing how much he was suffering, the director finally took pity on him and led him to a quiet room so he could rest for a while. Now, imagine Giovanni lying on a couch, alone in a darkened room, exhausted, the throbbing in his temples only getting worse. But then something shifted. A strange sensation washed over him. He felt as though someone was standing next to him. Then he heard something, the soft, familiar sound of rosary beads gently tinkling. Giovanni opened his eyes, and to his astonishment, he saw Padre Pio standing beside him. The encounter was completely unexpected. Giovanni was shocked and confused. Padre Pio didn't say a word. He simply gave him a warm smile, gently touched Giovanni's head, and then vanished. Giovanni could hardly believe what had just happened. How could Padre Pio, who lived in San Giovanni Rotondo, suddenly appear here in Rome? The only explanation that seemed reasonable to him was that it must have been a hallucination, something his mind created because of the intense pain he was experiencing. But then he noticed something. As the initial shock slowly faded, so did the terrible headache. Giovanni regained his composure and went on to broadcast the program without any difficulty. The next Sunday, as he always did, Giovanni made his pilgrimage to San Giovanni Rotondo. When he saw Padre Pio, he immediately knelt down and kissed his hand. While Giovanni was still kneeling, Padre Pio looked at him and asked, "So, Giovanni, how's your head?" "Very well, Padre," Giovanni replied. "That's good," Padre Pio said with a smile. "But beware of hallucinations." And with that, the story concludes. Now, I have to say, this story about Giovanni Gilozzi strikes me as more than just a miracle story. It's also a reminder about something very practical, the danger of driving ourselves into exhaustion. Giovanni loved his work, he poured himself into it with passion. But in doing so, he often neglected something essential: rest. Sure, God calls us to work, but he also wants us to rest. The Catechism puts it this way: just as God rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done, human life has a rhythm of work and rest. The institution of the Lord's Day helps everyone enjoy adequate rest and leisure to cultivate their familiar, cultural, social, and religious lives. In other words, the need to rest is not weakness, and it's not wasted time. It's part of the rhythm God himself placed into creation. When we ignore that rhythm and push ourselves beyond our limits, sooner or later our body reminds us that we're not machines. And maybe that's the message hidden in today's story. Work diligently, use the gifts God has given you, but don't forget to rest. Thank you for spending this time with us today. If this story touched your heart, please subscribe and continue journeying with us through the spiritual legacy of Padre Pio. And if you feel called to become part of our prayer family as a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll find the link below. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you.